Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hooks, and please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
A short can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth, 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 Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions the people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. All right, Justin, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three categories. We offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me, in other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally today, Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Give me those drugs.
We go to Jonesboro, Arkansas, where a man there with an active felony warrant said he did drugs before running away from police. Now, the man was bitten by a canine, tackled to the ground, and stunned with a taser before finally submitting to arrest. Jonesboro police responded to an assault and battery at a home. Officer spoke with a witness who said that she came home during a lunch break to find her ex-boyfriend, Michael Johnson, at her house. She said they began arguing. She asked him to leave. He refused to leave and then pulled a knife on her. Now, the witness said that another person came out to de-escalate the situation. Johnson, of course, threatened to kill him and then went after him, swinging the knife. The witness told police that Johnson punched the victim, injuring him, but did not stab him. Now, the victim told police that he was in fear for his life when Johnson came at him with the knife, but was eventually able to get away. Johnson, of course, fled the scene. Police were unable to find him, so they issued a warrant for his arrest. Well, the Street Crimes Unit and Fugitive Task Force, they received a tip that Johnson was living at Oak Leaf Circle, and his felony warrant was still valid. Investigators went to the home. They saw him standing there his black Dodge Durango. When police told Johnson he was under arrest, he ran into the house. Police chased him, but he barricaded himself in a room of the house. An officer with a canine went to the back of the house to prevent Johnson from escaping when they said Johnson then pushed an air conditioning unit out of the window toward the cops and then jumped down from the house and fled. The officers ordered Johnson to stop or he'd release the canine on him, but Johnson continued running and the officer let the dog go. And then the dog did what canine units do, bit his ass and took him to the ground. Johnson still refused to submit, continued attempting to escape. Police had to use a taser on him to take him into custody. He's now being held on two separate bonds of $100,000 each for possession of drugs and $35,000 for aggravated assault. So it's a big, long story, but the question is, what drug was this pillar of society high on when he did all of this nonsense? Was he on meth? Was he on cocaine? Was he on PCP? Or was he on crack?
I feel like I have to rule out PCP because the taser worked.
But he did fight off the dog.
Yeah, the dog took him down. He was still trying to escape.
And where was it again?
Jonesboro, Arkansas.
Arkansas says meth, Justin. Just because it's so weird, I'm going to go crack.
And he was caught with a bunch on him?
He had some on him. Well, they basically busted him at his home. His home had the drugs in it. He took off running from the home. They got him a little bit away outside of the house.
Okay. I don't know much about Arkansas.
Then you know enough.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go meth on this one.
Meth. Miles, would you pick?
I picked crack.
Oh, fair to say you had a little rock.
Mm-hmm. Ah. I think, Mike, wow. Wow, stay capital jokes.
I'm going to go cocaine.
Cocaine for two.
He's got that nice Durango.
What was this guy on meth, cocaine, PCP, or crack? We'll let you know coming up next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Category is drugs on profile. This Arkansas man was on drugs when he ran from police. He pulled a knife on his girlfriend and then attacked another man who was trying to intervene.
Correct.
Basically, escaped from a canine dog.
He did about everything you possibly could do while on drugs.
That is correct.
So the question is, what was he on? Meth, cocaine, PCP, or crack?
And Justin, that is the question that we asked you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery, the old crack.
Doesn't seem like an Arkansas drug, but I figured that's why I picked it.
It is not.
Yeah.
Nathan Smith, you went with coke.
We had old a nice Durango. Cocaine.
Yeah.
No. All right.
Justin, that leaves you. You went with meth. You even said, look, I don't know anything about Arkansas. But you made the right call with methamphetamine.
Okay.
And that's why I told you, you know enough.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time or Tale.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choice today got Stephen Colbert.
Mr. Colbert.
Seth Meyers.
Myers.
The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title. These guys have teams of talented writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Subway just released the new holiday sandwiches, including the Turhampkin, which is a combination of turkey, ham, and chicken. The Turhampkin features three different types of meat, just like their tuna.
Colbert,
yeah.
Fallon.
Subway just released new holiday sandwiches, including a Turhampkin, which is a combo of turkey, ham, and chicken. Oh. Yeah, the Turhampkin features three types of meat, just like their tuna.
The inventor of the frozen burrito passed away this week, and it's easy to say that this guy did more for college students than any professor ever did.
Me, Ted Smith.
Yes. Yeah, I was trying to figure out a burnt roof of your mouth joke, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of sad that guy died.
Is it?
Yeah. When was the frozen burrito not there for you?
I mean, look, man, it's not that, someone's passing. It's not that you make fun of it. I'm just saying, like, was he still working on new frozen burritos? Like, if he did it, and then he was done. He's like, everything that I'm going to contribute to society, I have already done. I'm done.
He's the founding father of microwave food.
Yeah, good point.
I do feel like that when you cut into that frozen burrito after the microwave, you're like, I'm sad.
I know. Like, I got no sauce. This is just sitting on the plate.
Yeah, I was Googling frozen burrito today, and the only ones I have is some breakfast burritos in my freezer.
Yeah.
Basically, the article is like, if you have frozen breakfast burritos, you are sad.
I think that would be better.
Yeah. Sotheby's has announced it will auction off a sculpture of a solid gold toilet called America. Though I don't know if that's fair, since the toilet actually works.
Seth.
Sotheby's has announced that it will auction off a sculpture of a solid gold toilet titled America. Though I don't know if that's fair, since the toilet actually works.
Sculpture of a gold toilet.
It's an actual working gold toilet.
So it's not a sculpture of one, it's a gold toilet.
It is a gold toilet. Yeah, that's actually it, right.
They might have sculpted it, but it's a functional toilet.
It is a gold toilet.
All right. Fox has a new celebrity game show coming out in the works called Nation's Dumbest. It's a lot like Big Dummy.
Okay.
Because the losers are the winners. All right, celebrities compete to get kicked off as quickly as possible so they aren't crowned the nation's dumbest. Fox says the show will, quote, flip the genre on its head.
because for the first time, the goal isn't to win, it's to get eliminated.
So basically, they heard Big Dummy and put it on TV. That's what I'm taking out of that.
Yeah, that's why I read this morning.
Also, we've been doing it for like 15 years.
Like we do all the time. We always look at each other like, is this guy full of crap? Is he trying to be the biggest?
Are you trying to be?
So there's that element too. It's like, is this guy just throwing this?
I think we're pretty good. Some people, they slip by us. Other people, we have to look at each other and try to communicate. Like, I honestly think this person is this dumb.
It's been a while since we've had one, though.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
yeah.
You could try it, but we're like dumb detectives in here.
I think Danny and Melody are still plus 11 into tomorrow.
Danny, I trust that, man. I trust that Danny got 11 wrong, yes.
I mean, she basically wins it every year.
Yeah. Almost two-time champion.
She's like the
Dodgers.
Two-time, then lost a year, then came back and won.
Was she two-time already? Because right now she's tracking to be our winner. And granted, she has to share her title.
She's like the Kansas City Chiefs, a big dummy. The show's contestants will be a mix of celebrity-type, like influencers, comedians, and even politicians. If you're a politician, don't go on the show.
Don't do it,
People already think you're dumb. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. People already hate you. Don't go on a show and prove it. they'll be put to the test with both physical and mental challenges about things everybody should already know. It's super popular in Scandinavia. This will be the U.S. version. No word yet on when it's coming out or who's competing.
All right. Just to be invited, it's already saying something about you and what their perception is of you as a celebrity.
Well, sure, but a lot of celebrities, and whether they're stupid or not, you put out that. Someone like Jennifer Coolidge, right? If she just does an interview, right, she plays like she's an idiot. She's not. You know, she's a very smart woman, but you wouldn't know.
Jessica Simpson, say, hey, do you want to be on the show?
Wouldn't you call her?
That's what I'm saying. The people that you call and ask, you've already determined that they are fit for this game.
And also, their agent is going to say, hey, I think this is a good fit for you. So now it's been confirmed. Fox thinks you're stupid. Your agent thinks you're stupid. But you're bankable.
It's on Fox network TV. I'd do it.
So, like, when you see these stories in Kardashian.
I would do it because I'm not worried about it. I would very comfortably go, if it's general trivia, stuff you should know. Like, I have no problem doing it. I would be insulted if they asked me.
But
I would volunteer.
Okay, but back to the guy who kicked the 68-yard field goal.
Yeah.
All right? The NFL drug tested him and had a drug test immediately in the locker room.
Actively. Immediately. Yeah.
And they drug tested him right away. Same holds true, I think, on this game. As soon as someone says something, Kim Kardashian says, hey, the moon landing was fake. You are on the horn.
Right.
You are calling right now just to let them know, I think you're an effing idiot. You should be on this show.
So they should invite
people at their moment of when they prove that they are deserving of
being there. Sure.
Yeah, I think, be honest with you, though, I think there's going to be a lot of the opposite, too. I know a lot of people that have a degree who are kind of dumb.
Sure.
Like, they're very book smart, but I don't know if you put them on a trivia show that they do that well.
I think that's true of a lot of people.
Yeah.
They regurgitate what you have beaten into their head, and that is good, but don't really know anything else.
Mm-hmm. There are people who have terrible social skills, but are doctors.
Right.
Yeah, and there's some celebrities that, for whatever reason, you know what I mean? Like, you're saying it's easy to talk about ones you think are dumb, but there's also some that we just think are smart, maybe because they have a British accent or they've played smart roles.
Sure.
We don't know. I mean, Gronk comes off as an idiot. Gronk's not an idiot.
No.
You know what I mean?
How do you think he would do on that show? You're on the horn with Ryan Lochte.
He's dumb. Right. How do you think Gronk would do on that show? If we put Gronk on Big Dummy, right, how many questions do you think? I think he'd go 4 or 5.
Yeah.
I think where did he go to school?
Arizona?
Maybe 5 or 6.
I mean, that's not really like the academic. If you're in Arizona, I just kind of feel like as a kid, you're J&O.
We talking University of Phoenix?
Seriously, man. If you're in Arizona, I just kind of figure you're winging it.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not here to judge. At least the guy went to college.
Yeah.
I have zero college credit. So
yeah.
That guy's dumb. He went to a stupid school.
I will say, I don't know. I would watch that show, I think.
It depends who's on it. Like, the influencers, I'm not interested in them so much, but I'd be curious if some of the bigger celebrities voluntarily went on there. Someone like Kim Kardashian probably do better than we think.
Yeah.
She's an idiot in a lot of ways, but I think she would do okay with general
trivia. She passed
trivia.
The bar, didn't she?
Right. I don't know if she did or not.
Do you think Fox has the balls to actually take someone from their own networks?
No. No, I do not.
Oh, I think they would.
You think?
Yeah. Because, I mean, they have no issue kind of trotting out Terry Bradshaw to be an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
He would be one on call.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, Terry Bradshaw, right, he played college ball at
Louisiana Tech or State?
Something. But my mom, she was down there for a couple of years, and she would tell stories of, like, when he got to Pittsburgh, she was like, I lived in Louisiana when he was playing. We just thought he was the dumbest guy of all time.
Oh, really? So it's just always...
It was, yeah. But I think he was kind of like Gronk, kind of like, kind of a partier and...
Just keep it easy, whatever.
Yeah. Louisiana Tech, yeah.
It was Louisiana Tech. Yeah. So I know. But she would always bring it up. We just thought he was the dumbest idiot ever.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
He's also rolling money, but hey.
Right. All right. Now, somebody we think is one of the greatest football players of all time. I think we think of him as intelligent, but we let him get away with weird stuff. Tom Brady.
What's weird stuff? Well, other than his diet.
Kissing his kids on the mouth. Kissing Bill Belichick on the mouth.
That was a little weird. Did he kiss Bill Belichick on the mouth? He didn't kiss Bill Belichick.
Yes, he did.
On the mouth?
Yes.
I mean, his diet's odd.
But I understand why
everybody's family's different. But yeah, that I don't know why. That one where his son's like 11. It's like, get over here, give me a kiss. I'm like, huh, on the lips. Right? So he does some weird stuff, but you kind of get, you go, oh, all right. He cloned his dog.
Oh, yeah, I read that.
Yeah. So the dog died in 2023. But basically, it's his dog's DNA. She's a clone. Brady worked with a company called Colossal Biosciences to have Leah cloned.
They're the ones that brought back, I can't remember what it was.
Well, it's going to go
they
one
brought
of two
back
ways.
Something earlier
it's gonna
this year.
It's going to be absolutely a horror story that there'll be a documentary on later.
Brady, so he's also an investor.
Or it's going to be exactly what you want. If I could clone, you know that animal you would clone if you could have get it. And it, look, if it worked.
But you don't get the same temperament. It's like,
well,
physically,
yes.
They'll be identical, but it has nothing to do with they're going to end up behaving.
Well, like any breed.
Yeah.
But you would think with a DNA, then it would be more similar.
You know, DNA will be in a lot, the way it moves, but not the way it necessarily responds to you. All right? So Tom Brady, whatever his original dog was, say he was 10 years younger than he is now. His kids were 10 years younger. So that dog had a different environment that it grew up with. Maybe Giselle was there at the time, all right? So that dog that he cloned maybe grew up in a home, had the full family, and that's how that dog's going to operate.
So you're saying nurture plays into it also.
Well, DNA is not enough, right? Think of how many parents you know that will say how much smarter their kid is and go, I don't know where they got it from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, and think about your kids, right? They're polar opposites of each other, right? Exact same DNA sources. Anyway.
I think it affects people too, right? Like, I mean, at the core, I'm the same person, but I'm vastly different from living in the Northwest than I was living in PG County.
Sure.
And you're older.
Sure.
So I would thrill. Like, I get the idea of cloning it.
If it's not just
making your dog already three and it's already got everything in there, I just don't know the dog.
Those are the questions people should ask Tom Brady about this. Seriously. Is the dog similar to the other dog?
I mean, in a lot of ways it will be, but you know, if you stick with the breed, like, you don't want a beagle again because you know the characteristics of beagles and they don't work for you.
Yeah, we know Kirk Herbstreit. We know what kind of dog he's going to get.
I got the dog that I have now pretty much looks like the dog that we had before. Could not be more different, man. You know,
my buddy, the mayor. He's got, right? He has two dogs, right? One's passed away now, but Baxter was the first one. It was a golden doodle. Or labradoodle. Labradoodle, the big one.
Yeah.
But the one he's got, Cooper, now, it's worlds apart. They're just two different animals.
Yeah.
But they look exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? And you're right. You could look at families. I mean, you could see where one person goes right, the other one goes left.
Yeah.
And it's also just
it always
weird.
Works except for twins.
I think it's also part of our, like, people always talk about society getting soft and everybody gets a medal. Well, part of having a dog is they die.
Yeah.
You don't get to clone it. You don't get a new dog. Right? Like, I don't know. We're not going to live forever. Now, I do think it's cool you could save endangered species with this and that. I don't know. It's pissing me off. I have no reason.
Wow.
It's just odd. And if it wasn't Tom Brady, I think we'd be all over this dude.
Probably.
Just like, what are you, a freak? Right? Let's see. I keep bringing it up, but I did enjoy Black Rabbit. You want to check that out? I think you got some hockey on tonight, too.
Yes.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. The couple that was arrested having sex in their seats on a JetBlue flight. Yeah. The judge got them off.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a yoga instructor is arrested for hosting sex classes where people would learn to boff. Lost Dog reunited with owner when his dirty socks were put in a trap. After releasing two inmates accidentally, a prison warden says, oh, crap. And in Maryland, where it was the kids that put the needles in the Halloween candy. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Rockford, Maryland. Rockford, Maryland. How, what do we know about that area?
Rockville or Rockford?
Rockford.
Oh.
Oh, maybe it is Rockville.
I don't know it.
If it's Rockville, all right. Rockford, I've never heard of.
Rockville is a very nice area.
That tells me that it is probably Rock. Yeah, it is Rockville. My bad.
Okay, yeah, Rockford.
All right. We go to Rockville, Maryland, where a crisis has been averted. Like many during the Halloween season, parents were on edge about what lay inside their children's candy bags that they collected on October 31st. One such parent took the extra step to avoid their children consuming anything unsightly, and good thing she did, as the magnet that she used to check for dangerous objects found a sewing needle in her child's bag of gummy bears. There was actually two bags of gummy bears that had sewing needles in them.
All right.
The alarm was raised and an investigation was launched, with parents in the neighborhood going through their own children's bags, and households were interviewed as they attempted to track down the culprit. But their investigation came to a quick end after the very 9-year-old that collected the compromised candy in the first place had a little confession to make.
Uh-oh.
Turns out that he had put the needles on the candy himself and came forward after realizing just how much public and media attention the story was getting.
Damn. Come on, kid. Come on.
I don't know if he did it for, like, online clout, like...
Maybe sympathy from the parents or something.
Maybe
I don't know.
Just attention. Getting views about it. Like, I found a needle in my candy.
He definitely did not want all of this.
Yeah.
But good on him, at least for confessing.
Right. At least he came forward and talked about it.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're 9. You're going to get a slap on the wrist. If one of us did that, we'd go to jail.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they're going to scare you, but you're going to be fine. Just come forward, man. In other news, we go to Thailand, where a woman was, woman's been arrested. She's a self-proclaimed guru and has been hosting a weekly sex yoga class on an infamous party island.
Sex yoga?
Sex yoga.
That's the first yoga I've ever heard that has me curious.
Not a say up in this. I mean, given the positions and stuff, you're just... What's the word? I don't know what the word is. You're just adding the sex to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, there
are,
cool.
People are already primed in good spots.
Right. There's a handful of things that just kind of cater to that. Massages are another one.
Sure.
Yeah, my wife would love if I would just give her a massage.
It ain't going to just be a massage.
Right. Can you at least get through 15 minutes? Yes. You know what? I will set the timer.
You'll get the interior massage later.
That's right. It's coming. Oh. Hang on. Oh, yeah.
Interior massage.
I'm just like, that kind of got me.
Working them knots out.
Yeah. She used a pseudonym to host her classes and was charging clients just £9 per class. She's a British woman, you know.
Okay.
Teaching meditations, tantric massage, and sacred.
Tantric? Tantric? We gonna teach you some tantric exercises?
You wanna have sex like Sting, do ya?
We're going to work on your sacred sexuality.
She's got that Adele voice. Cockney accent.
Or she's like a road band. We're going to have sex, isn't it?
All right, take it in the downward dog.
That boy.
This one's for the king.
This one's for the king. Son, salutations. Warrior pose. Her issue was that she advertised these classes on social media, prompting attention from authorities who eventually stormed one of her classes in session. While it might not have been the worst, the work did go outside of the scope of her work permit, causing her arrest.
Well, yeah, she's basically holding an orgy.
Yeah. Her permit was only approved as a customer relations manager for a residential property management company.
Uh-huh. Oh, right. So if she were like a licensed yoga instructor,
if she
and did sex yoga, would it be an issue?
I don't know that it would have. I don't believe so.
Because it's not prostitution.
Because she was already trying to say, you know, my lawyer said that it was okay. Like, she was trying to brush it off. Like, no. I already got approval to do this from, you know, my lawyer said that it was within the scope. So I think she would have been fine. Look, it's Thailand. There's...
Yeah.
So I think if she had been a little bit more honest about it, there wouldn't have been near as much to do about it.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
But the fact that she went in there as a residential... You know, she's basically, site manager.
Yeah.
So the fact that you go in there as that, it's like, I'm told to hold my sex yoga class. You know, make a little bit on the side. Like, okay, you clearly know that.
And get laid.
Wasn't supposed to. And get laid. Let's see what happens here. We have a headlines update. To bring you back up to speed, a couple was arrested back in the summer after they were caught by several passengers on a JetBlue flight from Florida to New York, classy destinations, engaging in sexual congress, some of the witnesses being children. Yeah, makes it sound sexy, doesn't it, Ted?
Sexual congress.
Sexual congress.
Yeah, they'll show up and work for that.
I'm feeling the filibuster.
I'd be a candidate for that.
That's right.
I'm running for sexual congress.
We're shut down until we come to an agreement.
Yeah.
Push this bill through. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Somebody get out the minority whip.
Speaking to the house. Yeah. Like to file a motion. political jokes.
One of the passengers filed a complaint saying that
time is up. You gotta adjourn. Switch spots.
Switch spots. One of the passengers filed a complaint saying that she witnessed the woman giving the man a low five. And eventually singing karaoke with limited effort in hiding their acts. They were arrested upon their arrival and have since gone through the court system, which eventually elected not to pursue felony charges against the couple. So, yes, they did indeed get off with their crimes.
Well, I'm wondering how that went down. Like, there's witnesses. You confess to it. He got hooked up. So, I mean,
I think they just went long enough. They went, all right, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's right. It's not worth it.
Right. We're wasting resources trying to.
Don't have sex on a plane again.
Right. Just not going to. You did it. You rang the bell. Don't do it again. Just don't freaking do it again. But just in case that story left a bad taste in her mouth.
Thankfully, like there's good news.
A man in California got creative in reuniting with his best friend. The 93-year-old man had gone out on a routine grocery shopping mission, but returned home to find the devastating discovery that his rescue dog had escaped from the yard. He believes that she was able to jump and scale the fence surrounding the property, most likely trying to follow him to the store. He quickly reached out to a local search and rescue group who went to work tracking her down, eventually following a lead to a nearby preserve. I can't read right now. Lead to a nearby nature preserve. They set out traps in the area to bring her in, but he believes the kicker to getting her corralled into one of their traps was his smelly socks that they had put in the cages. Mm. She was eventually
brought
in
unharmed. Apparently had really stinky feet.
Well, sure, he's 90.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They got some smelly ass feet, dude.
I haven't washed them in 10 years.
Yeah.
Put him in the cage. That'll
bye,
bring her
dude,
in.
We didn't have to act in.
Powder boy.
You had foot.
That's all we got. All
right. You rubbed down with whiskey.
Back when Pappy was cheap. Right. Men's room sports. You got college football on ESPN2 and ESPNU. NBA basketball on ESPN. And your Seattle Kraken are hosting the San Jose Sharks tonight at Climate Pledge Arena. That'll be on channels 5 and 6. And again, if you don't have either of those, it's on Amazon Prime. That's all you got to do to go watch your Kraken games there. As far as your weather, steady rain this evening if you haven't noticed. And a low of 51. Tomorrow they're guaranteeing rain and a high of about 58. So guess what? It's back again tomorrow. That's your headline for that. Mike Hawkins out.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. Unwrap tickets tomorrow morning, 9:10 on the Daily Migs Morning Show.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay mutable.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.